Brunswick High Pirates Coaches Show with head coach Sean Pender. Brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Craft 44, Bruce Kennedy Tire, Air Adjusters, and by Southern Hardware. And now, here is your host, Kit Branch.
Welcome to the Brunswick High Coaches Show with head coach Sean Pender on the Vision Media Sports Network. I'm Kit Branch on location at Craft 44, where we'll be each and every Wednesday night at 7 p.m. for the entire football season. This segment of the Pirate Show is sponsored by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Bruce Kennedy Tire, Southern Hardware, Air Adjusters, and by Craft 44. And now join us, the head coach of the Pirates, Coach Sean Pender. Hey, Kit. Hey, Coach. I hope you're doing well. Tough loss last week to Glenn Academy for the city championship. Played hard, probably our best overall effort of the season. Just came up a little short, 17-12. Your comments?
Well, those are my thoughts, that's for sure. We're not happy about the loss, but we are happy about the way our kids played and the way our kids fought. They gave it their all. They made it a game at the end. They never quit. We gave 100% effort, I think, throughout the game. Couple, you know, key mistakes that took us out of scoring, the scoring several times in the first half and once in the third quarter. But, hopefully we, learn from those mistakes and we don't make the same ones next time.
Coach Jalen Trimmings kind of set the tone with the run game. I mean, Glenn Academy's got a good defense and they're solid, especially in their front seven, but you were persistent about just pounding the ball in between the tackles, and Trimmings kind of set the tone for that.
Yeah, him and Anthony Mountain both. We ran Anthony Mountain in between the tackles and Jalen Trimmings, and they both did a really good job in the run game in particular. The fake, zones and the quarterback coming back underneath, little power games with that. That was real good for us. And then we ran a straight power play to Jalen Trimmings that we got good yards on all night. And those two plays complement each other really well.
Coach Anthony Mountain got the start at quarterback, and man, I thought he managed the game well, and he ran the ball really, really well. Had some good throws as well. Your thoughts on how he is developing as a quarterback?
Well, I'm very pleased with his development. We still got a long way to go in the passing game, but the way he can manage a game and the way he takes care of the football with not, turning the ball over, those things are very important right now for our young offenses and not to, put the defense in a bind. And Anthony Mountain's doing a real good job there. We just got to learn how to finish drives. I mean, a lot of times when Anthony's in there, we'll drive and get inside the red zone, but then we falter. And, something will happen and we won't get any points. So he has to learn how to finish drives. And besides that, I'm very pleased with him.
Coach, the young man showed me a little bit. Now, Glenn Academy's got a hard-hitting defense, and they're real physical. But, man, he stuck it up in there play after play. He probably was your leading carry on the night when it came to carries.
Oh, he definitely played hard. I don't remember if he was a leading carrier or not. He probably was. I know he was at least through three quarters because KJ came in the fourth and got majority of the snaps then.
Coach Jalen Trimmings is quietly having a pretty good year. I don't know his total stats for the year, but he's putting up some decent numbers for the football season.
Yeah, he's averaging around 70 yards a game, and that's pretty good. It's better than what we did last year in the run game. I know we had all those wide receiver weapons, though, but he's doing a really good job. I'm very proud of him.
Coach, our offensive line, I thought, for the most part, played pretty well against a stout defensive front led by Marlon Taylor, who, by the way, probably is the best player in this whole entire
region. Yes.
Yeah. He's a monster, and our kids play pretty well. I don't know what we ended up on the rushing total for tonight, but we blocked them pretty well at times.
We did, and, we didn't have our whole offensive line throughout the entire season. Remember at the beginning of the year, we were talking about how the offensive line is definitely our strength of our team. But throughout the year, I mean, even from game one, we had an injury on that offensive line somewhere or something. And this was probably the healthiest our offensive line has been. Right now, they're all still looking healthy. I got another practice tomorrow, so I'm hoping we get through that one healthy. But when our offensive line's healthy and they're playing well together, they're pretty tough to deal with.
This is the Brunswick High Coaches Show with Head Coach Sean Pender on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Coach, you brought in KJ Lee late third quarter, early fourth quarter to throw the football when we got down, 17-0, and he tossed it around the lot pretty well.
Yeah, he did a good job when he came in there, and that's difficult for a young man to do, is to come off the bench and perform well, but actually KJ does it very well. Yeah, he came off the bench twice. One time he brought us back to victory coming off the bench, and this time he almost brought us back to victory with his arm. So he does a lot of good things. You know, KJ, I'm proud of his progress through the year. You know, we just gotta just keep maturing and keep growing. He's gonna be a great quarterback as well. So I'm gonna have a different type of problem next year. I'm gonna have two really good quarterbacks playing, and both of them are going to be interchangeable. Both of them have gotten so much better this year from the beginning of the year to now, and you know, we're going to continue to grow.
That brings up a good question, Coach. You start the year with two quarterbacks that never have started on varsity before, no varsity experience, and a lot of fans and a lot of armchair quarterbacks just expect kids with no experience to come out and just light it up like Tom Brady every Friday night. But the good thing is, while we're taking our lumps some this year, next year and beyond with these guys, they're going to be pretty good.
I believe so. You know, we are going to have to rebuild their line a little bit. We lose three seniors off of that. But besides that, we're going to be stronger in every other phase of the game. We have two now seasoned, experienced quarterbacks. Everyone, all six of our wide receivers that played, all six of them will be back next year. Two of the other running backs that played will be back. And we're going to be very seasoned there. We have four offensive linemen that got varsity playing experience coming back next year. And then pretty much the entire defense. Lose a couple on the defensive line, and that is it.
I was counting today, Coach, just thinking, I don't know what I should have been working, but I was kind of daydreaming a little bit. But by count, we're going to have 16 kids back next year that started at one time or another on varsity this year.
Yeah, that's probably right. Yeah, I didn't count myself, but yeah, that sounds about accurate.
So going into this season, we only had five starters returning from last year. Did you realize? I mean, I know you realized it, but that's all we had coming back from last year.
Yes and no. I know that on the – you think about it, we had three offensive linemen that started. Trimmings got in here and there, but he really wasn't a starter. Right. He was behind – you know, Shaq and, you know, Jalen. You remember Jackson? Yeah, he played in that slot position.
Right.
And then you also had Ben when he was healthy. And Trimmings was actually Ben's backup, that he actually got to play a little bit as a blocking back. So he did start some games, but, you know, for the most part, he wasn't really the main starter. On the defense side of the ball, you have Justin Acker.
Yep.
He started.
And Stacy.
And Stacy started a couple games.
That was it, right?
Yes, but Stacy usually was coming off the bench.
Right. Coach, your wide receivers, Friday night going into the season, again, a group that had no experience whatsoever. You lost every. We had some record-setting wide receivers last year, but throughout the season, these kids are getting some experience. Xavier Bean caught another touchdown pass Friday night, and Whitfield starting to come on, and you know, Carmina's been a pretty good player before his ankle injury this season. Talk a little bit about the development of that group and how that, and Jay Foy, I forget about him. They're going to cause people some problems down the road in the next season or two.
They are. Those guys can catch the ball. They can run pretty well. It's just experience, learning how to run the routes, learning how to read defenses, and learning how to block on the perimeter. Those are the big things that we got to improve on for next year on the defense. I mean, on the wide receiving core. But the kids, all of them, have a really good heart. They all want to try. Every one of them wants to get better. So I'm excited about our core next year. I think this year we had, you know, like six guys rolling in there. Next year we could possibly have about nine ready to roll on at the receiving core. So it's going to be a highly competitive thing throughout the off season. And you better bet, you believe the four receivers that line up there will all be good next year.
So when we come back from break, we'll talk a little special teams and defense. So you're listening to the Coach Pender Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Right now, these words from our sponsors.
Kraft 44, the only Kraft burger place on the mainland, on New Jessup Highway, in the old Roasting Jack. Kraft 44 selection makes the mouth water. Try the Korean barbecue burger with a glaze of Korean barbecue sauce topped with a kimchi slaw. More than just burgers, too. Wings, salads, subs, full bar, daily lunch specials, live music, and 7 55-inch TVs. Kraft 44, 912-275-7135 for pickup. And find them on Facebook.
In life and in sports, you need a winning strategy to be successful. Hi, I'm Dr. Denny Carter. At Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, our strategy is to treat orthopedic injuries safely and effectively so you can return to your activities quickly. Find us on the field or in the neighborhood with convenient locations in Brunswick, St. Mary's, and St. Simons Island. We offer same-day emergency appointments and the resources of Southeast Georgia Health System. Call 1-855-ASK-SGHS, that's 855-275-7447, or visit sghs.org.
If you need it, Southern Hardware has it. From mowers to trailers to case knives, you will find it all at Southern Hardware. Locally owned and operated since 87. Right now, you will find the lowest prices of the year on Gravely Fleet mowers. Southern Hardware is the leading volume dealer for all Gravely products. Southern Hardware, 3305 U.S. Highway 82, SouthernHardwareInc.com, 912-267-7992.
Welcome back to the Brunswick Head Coaches Show with Head Coach Sean Pender on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Kip Branch on location from Kraft 44. This segment brought to you by Kraft 44 and by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery. Coach's special teams, you recovered an onside kick the other night. Special teams played pretty well for the entire football game, tackled well on kickoffs, and we haven't been able to return kicks because everybody's kicking them in the end zone against us, but the onside kick was big. That gave us some confidence to get that second touchdown in the last onside kick, what was about 2 yards short.
Yeah, it was a little short, but Kyle Rayburg has done a phenomenal job growing up this year. I don't know how many butt chews that boy has took throughout
the sophomore, right?
Yes, he's a sophomore. And now I'm going to tell you this. When he was a freshman, he couldn't even make an extra point. He couldn't even get it over the crossbar an extra point. And he worked all the way through the offseason just to get where he was going to be competitive with Avery Yoker, the kicker. And then the way that Kyle has just continued to get better, he takes lessons all the time. He ended up becoming a pretty good punter for us. You know, so he took over the punting responsibilities. He is the best onside kicker we have, so he took over that responsibilities. Now we're doing a sky kick. He's the best one at that, so he's taking over those responsibilities. The kid is just getting better and better. We get more and more confidence in him. He's getting more confidence in himself, and he's going to be something to deal with. He's going to be a weapon next year. You wait and see.
That's great to hear. Coach, your defense much maligned all season, but came out Friday night, encircled the wagons, and give you the best effort they've given you this whole football season.
They definitely have. The effort they gave Friday night was tremendous, and they played with a lot of heart. I'm hoping that we get that again. We need that again this week against this running back that we're about to see.
Coach, your defensive line, you know, Glenn's got some big kids on their offensive line. We're kind of undersized on our defensive line, but we just didn't get pushed off the ball like we have in some other games this year, and we kind of just fought.
Know your role, do your job. We've been saying that over and over, and that's been the biggest problem with our defensive line, is understanding what their role is and doing the job that they're supposed to do. And when you're undersized, you can't stand up. You can't. You know, you're going to have to cause pileups. You're going to, and some of our D linemen still get upset with us telling them what they have to do. But if that's the biggest problem that we have right now with our defensive side of the ball is getting blown off the ball up front because not doing our assignments, not doing what we're supposed to do. But they did, you know, Friday night, and if they will continue to do that, if they do that this Friday night, we'll be successful as well.
Coach, your linebackers with Bruno Marshall coming back was a big plus for us, and I thought they played well, especially when Glenn ran the option play. We, you know, teams have been hurting us with the option when they run it this year, but we played it pretty well against Glenn Friday night.
We did play it well. We were well prepared for it. And because our D-line doing their job, we're taking away the dive. And it allowed our linebackers, our outside linebackers and inside linebackers to flow to a pitch and throw to quarterback. Coach, the offensive lineman get on top of them.
Right. Coach, we tackled well Friday night. That was something we haven't done in a few games this year either, but we tackled really, really well against some great athletes last week against Glenn Academy in some open field spaces.
And we're going to need to do it again this week in the same breath. Some of it's going to be open field and others it's going to be, you know, in that box. That Kevin Harris is a man. We're going to have to tap them. People are going to have to step up and take on that train.
You're listening to the Pirates Coaches Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Coach Freddie Towns shuts down one side of the field in the passing game. Might be the best defensive back in the region. Had a highlight reel interception last Friday night. He keeps getting better and better. And you've started a freshman at corner at times this year. And so, again, these are positions where we got kids that are getting game experience and they're going to be back next year.
Yeah, Devin Lafayette, he'll be back next year as well at free safety. And Demetrius Hardy's the other one. He'll be back, you know, next year as well. And so, yeah, we have about five guys that got a lot of playing experience, and all five of them will be back in the secondary.
And then you got some younger kids in, you know, your freshman class. You keep talking about how you've got some athletes in that class. Some of them may be ready to help on the defensive side next year.
Right, we're definitely hoping that's the case. Especially at D-line with one of them. Maybe two. There's a kid at Jay Macon that I think might be able to come in and help us. And there's a kid at Kneewood. Both those kids are on the defensive line. Hopefully can come in and help us as freshmen. Besides that, we have to recruit the Halls for some more D-linemen. So if you can play D-line, come help the Pirates.
We need them. Coach, explain again your philosophy about playing young kids. I mean, we talked about it earlier in the season. You played freshmen and you're playing a lot of sophomores that never played before. Talk about, you know, your philosophy about how they can protect themselves. They get out there and they can play. Then they can show they can do that. They can play because we've had to do that a lot with some young kids this year.
The number one thing before we put any player out there on the field is to make sure that they can protect themselves. Make sure they know the game well enough and make sure they're physically fit enough that they can protect themselves out there when they're playing. And then the next part is it doesn't matter to me what, you know, what year you are, whether you're a freshman or whether you're a senior. The one who performs the best will get the opportunity to play. And we're not going to do it based on potential. We have some guys that we know can play well because we've seen a little bit of brilliance here and there, but they don't do it on a consistent basis. Since they don't do it, if you keep playing people based on potential, that's the fastest way to get fired. You got to play people based on performance.
I had a coach tell me one time, coach, that if you got two kids of equal talent, one's an underclassman, you play the underclassman because you got them longer.
Because you have them longer, and you know, that's part of it. But you look at another thing too. Which one plays with more heart? If they're about equal talent, which one plays with more heart? Because the one that's going to play with more heart is going to be the one that's going to get you that win when it really matters.
When we come back from break, we'll talk a little bit about Mr. Harris and the Bradwell Tigers, that 200 and I don't know how many pound running back that's going to South Carolina, and we'll talk about playoff scenarios. So we'll be right back on the Brunswick High Coaches Show with Head Coach Sean Pender on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
Bruce Kennedy Tire is your hometown destination for tires. Michelin, Goodyear, and all the brands you trust. But don't let the name fool you. Bruce Kennedy Tire, located at 2928 Norwich Street, does more than just tires. Brakes, alignments, repair work, and more than I can mention. Bruce Kennedy is locally owned and operated, so you get the best service in Glenn County. So give Bruce a call at 912-264-6578. Bruce Kennedy Tire, a name you can trust.
No matter the temperature outside, Air Adjusters can get you ready for any weather, any time of year. They've been taking care of folks just like you for over 20 years. High quality work, and trained professionals. So give the hometown folks at Air Adjusters a call. A Carrier factory authorized dealer and financing available. 912-264-9747 or online at airadjusters.com. And let's go, Pirates!
Welcome back to the Brunswick High Pirates Coaches Show with Head Coach Sean Pender on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Kip Branch on location at Craft 44. This segment brought to you by Southern Hardware, Air Adjusters, and by Bruce Kennedy Tire. Coach, we got one more regular season game left. We got to go to Bradwell, Hinesville, Georgia, Olvey Field, historic Olvey Field, to play the Bradwell Tigers. And that place has never been an easy place to play for Brunswick High over the years, especially when Bradwell's good and Bradwell's starting to look like some of the Bradwell teams of old this year. They're not a bad football team.
Yeah, they're definitely much improved from a year ago. And, they got a veteran team this year. They have a lot of experience coming back. Their quarterback's a dual threat type guy. He don't run the ball much, but he can run the football. They got a tall 6'4" wide receiver that can catch the football. They got two little speedster guys that run sweeps, and then they got the train.
So he's good.
Yeah, he's definitely a beast. I'm sitting here watching while we're doing this, watching the story on Herschel Walker.
Yeah,
sitting right here, and that's. I'm not gonna call him Herschel Walker, but he sure reminds me of him
because he's 235 pounds. He's about what 6'2", 6'1", 6'2", big.
Yeah,
kid.
And agile, can run. And he's very physical.
And committed to the University of South Carolina.
That's correct.
What kind of, is he just one of those backs that just, they give him the ball 25, 30 times a game and he just wears you down?
That's what they do. And then they'll do some creative things there to give him the ball. The Bradwell's offensive line's their weakness. And if they keep trying to pound him, if your D-line's doing a good job, it's going to be hard for him to get a lot of yards carrying the ball that many times. But he's going to get that many touches. He catches the ball well on screens. So they're going to try to be creative in ways to get him the football. They're going to be creative in ways to space you out with the two speed guys they have doing speed sweeps. They're going to try to do the slants with the big guy and try to spread the field with him just to space it out so you can't just load the box up on big Kevin Harris.
Coach, how do they pass the ball a lot to those? What you said they have a 6'4 wide receiver. How many times a game do they throw the ball?
They throw it more than I thought they would. Okay. You know, I thought, you know, with having him before, I was able to watch him on film. I wasn't thinking that they would throw the ball as much as they do, but they do, and they throw it pretty well. I mean, it's not bad. If I had to put a percentage to it, I'd probably say 25% of the time.
Playoff scenarios, Coach. We're sitting here with still a mathematical chance to get into the playoffs. Got to have a lot of things happen.
Two things. Explain that to us. Well, if we take care of business and win and hold them to under 7 points, and the Bradwell don't win any other games, then we'll get the tiebreaker there. However, if they score more than 7 points and we still win, then we need help from Bradwell. Still needs to lose to Glenn, and then we need Effingham to beat Richmond Hill,
which they did last year to make us a 2 seed.
That's correct. If they do that, then us and Bradwell will be the only ones in the region with one region win, and therefore we have them head-to-head. It won't be a 3-way tie, and the points don't matter in that case.
And going to Springfield and dealing with what we dealt with 2 weeks ago with all these holding penalties and all that kind of stuff, I'm pretty sure that same crew will be waiting on the Richmond Hill Wildcats.
Hell, let's hope so.
Because they just... Those are crews that you never see but one time a year. Oh, by the way, you'll see one of those kind of crews in Hinesville Friday night, too.
We got to overcome it, though. Yeah. We honestly do. We got to overcome it, and we have to. We can't worry about what's out of our control. We only can worry about what is in our control. And we got to look to win that game.
Coach, let's talk big picture here for a second. We're sitting here with a 3-6 record. The season hasn't panned out the way we wanted it to pan out. But going into the season, man, we had a lot of kids that never really played any varsity before. And, you know, we were counting on them to step up and pick up the slack that some record-breaking performers from last year kind of set the bar a little higher. Talk a little bit about the experience that these kids have gotten and how that's going to translate into the next couple of years?
When we lose, I've given this speech a couple times this year. When we lose, I explain the word loss as in a learning opportunity. Stay strong. I try to talk to the kids about that because that's exactly what it is. When you're going through these experiences that we're going through, what do you get out of them as a young man? And then how much of a competitor are you really? And if they take these losses as learning opportunities, and then they continue to work hard, and try to get better and say, hey, they remember the feeling that they had and we don't want to have that feeling again, then we're going to have to do some things a little bit better. We're going to have to work a little bit harder to make sure that it doesn't happen again. The thing I do like about our team being so young, we have a lot of good character. We have had very little discipline problems this year than like we had a year ago. A year ago, it seemed like there was a discipline problem every single week. We had something that we had to deal with, and that's not been the case this year. It's been very little discipline problems. So we got a good core of kids coming back, and when you have a good group like that, you can really build with a group like that, and I think this group's going to be very successful. I think they're going to be successful for multiple years.
This is the Brunswick Head Coaches Show with Head Coach Sean Pender on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Coach, we got a small senior class this year, 5 or 6 kids, 7 maybe, that are contributors. But when you gauge a senior class compared to senior classes in the past, there's just not a lot of numbers compared to the classes we've had in the last 4 or 5 years.
More so than that, there's not a lot of experience in that senior class. The senior class that was there before them had a lot of very good athletes. We had 6 linebackers that were seniors in that class that were all good, that all got on the field. And I want to say 4 or 5 of them went to a college to play. And so they played since their sophomore year. And I remember their sophomore year, that group, I believe they only won 3 games as well.
Right.
So it's just the same thing. The group that we have now, the experience, they just don't have it. Even the seniors we have this year, a lot of them don't have the experience that this last senior group had. So these guys, the lack of experience is where the major issue is, even more so than the fact that we don't have very many seniors.
So, because we go to Bradwell, get that win, hope for the best, and get in the playoffs.
That's right. We're gonna. The only thing we can worry about right now is what's in our control, and we got Bradwell in front of us, and we're gonna do our best to win that game, and let the chips fall where they may.
All right, Coach. Any last comments before we sign off tonight?
I appreciate everyone listening and coming out and supporting our program, and I think it's important for Pirate Nation to continue to support, because in times like this is when your character is revealed. Where you are. Are you someone? Are you truly a pirate? Do you truly want the best for these kids? And if you do, then you'll do what's necessary to get that done. And and make your opinions or your assumptions when you do say them, you'll actually know what you're talking about because you've done your research and saw what's going on.
Coach, there was one more question that popped up, and this is it, and then we'll sign off. You mentioned after the game that the kids were really, really hurting after that contest, and the effort, they went all out, and they laid everything out on the line and came up a little bit short, and you said there was something different after that game, the loss to Glenn, than the previous losses.
You could tell the effort level.
Yeah.
You can tell the effort level, and that's honestly, whether you win or lose, that's how you need to feel after every game you played. Our kids played their hearts out. They played with every ounce of what they had, and whatever job they had when they were in there, they gave 100% effort. And we fell short, but we didn't fall short because we didn't give 100% effort. After the Effingham game, we looked around and it looked like we didn't even play the game. And it was bad, and that was aggravating. But after that, I'll take a loss like that any day of the week. And if you play like that, you will win a lot more games than you lose.
Well, thank you for joining us for the Brunswick High Coaches Show with Head Coach Sean Pender on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Come out to Craft 44 and join us every Wednesday night at 7 for the Sean Pender Show. For Coach Pender, I'm Kip Branch. And as always, Coach.
As always, go Pirates.
Have a great evening.